Well, amen. Hopefully everybody's doing okay. Amen. It's good to be back in church tonight. I still took a bunch of rows out, and I still have a bunch of back row Baptist sitters. I can't win. No. Oh, amen. Amen. So anyways, Pastor asked me if I could teach a couple things or preach to you. You know, I'm not a preacher. I'm a preacher's kid. Missionary kid, if you want to say that. The worst kids are the missionary kids and the preacher kids. They are the worst, I'll tell you that. There's always been this debate on who was worse, a missionary kid or a preacher's kid. So friends of mine who were actually preacher kids, we'd always go back and forth who was the worst ones, you know. Anyways, but it's good to be in church tonight. So like I said this morning, I just want to speak to you just for a few minutes about the benefits on waiting on God. And this day and age that we live in, there's not a lot of waiting for things, is there? Right? And what is the one thing that can get us mostly in trouble when we don't want to wait? Right? All you got to do is pull out the credit card, right, Ezra, and just buy what you want. There's no need to save or wait for it, right? And how many times have this younger generation don't want to wait. They don't want to save up. They don't want to spend the time in working hard and earning a wage to buy something, right? They want it now, right? Now, do we as Christians feel maybe the same way sometimes? Man, Lord, I want this now. I want this to happen now. I want this job promotion to happen now. I want to do this now. I want to go to the mission field now. I want to be done with Bible college now. I want to have a church now. I want to whatever it might be. And this is actually sprunging off of what I saw on Facebook. Well, it was my mom. She had put a little thing on her feed there about waiting for the Lord. And I thought, man, that was kind of encouraging. Because what are we at? Where are we at right now? We're waiting, right? We're waiting for this, the COVID to go away, right? Or we're waiting for the economy to get back up to better again, whatever it might be. We're always in this stage of waiting. But how about we just wait on the Lord and wait and see what He has for us? Now, how many of us right now are waiting for something that we want an answer for? Okay, there's some, right? There might be a family situation. There might be a financial situation. There might be a situation where right here in church you're figuring out, well, where would you want me to minister? Or where, what part of this work you want me to be? Do you want me to join the church? Do you want me to teach a Sunday school class? Well, why don't you wait, seek the Lord, and find out what He wants for you? But we're very impatient, right? We're impatient people. I mean, I can tell you that. I can give you countless stories of myself of wanting to get promoted with the company that I'm currently at, or why can't I get into a sheriff's office, and I've tried, and I can't get in. But I kept trying them for my own good. You know, I wanted to do it. You know, why didn't I just say, okay, Lord, I'll give it to you. Let me wait. And I finally learned that lesson. I can't remember when it was, probably 2000 and, man, probably a long time ago, 7 years or so more. My father-in-law was preaching, and I cannot remember what he was preaching about, but that message brought to me to the realization that the Lord did not want me in law enforcement. And I gave it to him, I let it go, and I moved on. If I would have learned that lesson earlier and just waited on the Lord for Him to speak to me, then I'll probably be in a better situation, but I was always trying to work for myself to get there. So this waiting thing was just kind of on my heart, and then I saw my mom's little post about waiting, and I thought, wow, I think I'll share that, because I have a lot of personal examples in regards to needing to ensure that we wait, right? So turn in your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 40. And, of course, the famous verse that we all fully are aware of, and most of you probably have it actually highlighted in your Bible, and that is verse 31. And then, brother, if you can put that on the screen, it's just the highlight of that verse. It's pretty cool. I know it's a little small to read there, but I love the picture of the eagle, right? Man, every time I see an eagle, I can say, I'm a proud American. Amen. I don't know. I just love it. Amen. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Let's pray. Dear Father, again, I do thank you so much for this evening. Again, be with Pastor and Ms. Garcia as they're traveling. Give them safety. Give them a good time away from just the things of the days in and days out of here at the home. And give them a time to be a family. Give them a time to re-energize. Give them a time for Pastor to hear preaching, to maybe get some new things, Father, and bring them back here re-energized and ready to go again. And Lord, we just pray you give them safety. Be with us tonight as we look into your word and help us to rely on ensuring that we wait for you and the things that you have for us in our life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So with that said, I just want to give you seven things or seven benefits on waiting for God. The first one, if you're taking notes tonight, if you'd like to, and it's very simple, it humbles us. How many times have we been in a situation where, like I said, you're wanting an answer, and you're trying to develop that answer yourself or trying to figure out the way that you want to do it, but you're not humbling yourself and letting God take care of that. And I thought, isn't it a benefit to be humbled? I think so. So if you turn in your Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6. And I love the last part of verse 5 of chapter 5 in 1 Peter. It says, God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Verse 6, humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. If we are able to understand the importance of humbling ourselves before the Lord, he can answer our prayers. You know, it might not be the answered prayer that we'd want, but we would have this peace and comfort knowing that we're heading in the direction that he wants us to go if we simply humble ourselves, right? Number two, it produces great trust in God. It produces great trust in God. You turn in your Bibles to, we'll be flipping our, you know, like Brother Gary says, we'll be flipping around in our Bibles quite a bit. But that's good though, because it needs to come from this book, black and white, and not from me, right? So 1 Corinthians chapter 1, 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 9. So number two, produces great trust in God if we wait on him. Amen. Verse number 9 of chapter 1 of 1 Corinthians. God is faithful, by whom ye were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. God is faithful if we put our trust in him. If we wait, we'll open our eyes to God's faithfulness, right? But we have to take the time to ensure that we need to wait. Now, like I said earlier, how many of us are waiting for something? How many of us are just trusting in God for that? Or how many of us are trying to maybe put our own little fleshly efforts into getting what we need, right? I mean, it's easy to do. I mean, I've been there. I'm always trying to figure out maybe if I do this, I can go that route, or if I go this way, I can do that route. Well, how about you just wait, humble yourself. God will put, God will give you the answers to proceed for whatever he has in your life. Number three is waiting for God leaves room, waiting leaves room for God to work, right? If we allow God the room for to work in our lives, that'd be amazing. I mean, we need to leave room for him. We can't fill the voids with different things of this world, the job, friends, whatever it might be, worldly books, worldly wisdom, whatever it might be. It has to come from this. You got to be room for this. Amen. So if you turn in your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 3, chapter 3, verse 20. And you know me, and I've said this plenty of times, and I think I think sometimes for us that have been saved for quite some time, I think sometimes the fundamentals we kind of tend to forget. And without the fundamentals, we can't go to the next step. And I always like to preach on those fundamentals because sometimes, again, we get ahead of ourselves and we forget that we've got to start from the ground up. Amen. Ephesians chapter number 3, verse 20. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. And I love verse 19. And to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Amen for that. Number 4, it teaches us to depend on God. Okay? We got to leave room for him, but we also need to depend on him. Okay? The flesh always wants to depend on ourselves, but as children of God, we need to depend on him fully. Got to depend on him fully. Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 8. Very small verse. So it says here, so then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. He teaches us to depend on God because we can't do it in the flesh. Amen. And this chapter in Romans chapter 8 is basically talking about the life and being in the Spirit of God. But that is just the perfect little verse there in the middle of that chapter. Is so then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. We cannot please God in the flesh. If you come to church in the flesh, you're not going to please God. If you are praying in the flesh for things that you want or need, that doesn't please him. But, you know, Pastor said it perfectly, just great this morning. Has there ever been a time that you just pray to praise him? Give him thanks for everything that he's given you. Giving thanks for the family you have, the home you have, the cars you have, the cars that are not breaking down that you have. Man, praise the Lord. As much road time that I put on, I do rent a lot of vehicles too, but you know, when I do drive my vehicle, the Lord's been good about keeping it okay, right? And keeping us safe on the road, and amen. And this week was pretty interesting. I went from Wenatchee all the way to Missoula this week and didn't really plan it out that way, but it just happened. And you got to praise God for everything. Praising God to ensure that he protects you and keeps you safe, amen. Okay, number 5 is help us align with God's plan for our life. So aligning with God's plan for our life. So these are a couple of verses in Proverbs, so turn to Proverbs. Proverbs chapter, the first one's going to be in chapter 16. Proverbs 16. And verse 3, and I like what I did in my Bible here, and I'll tell you here in a minute, but it says, commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established, right? So we need to ensure that we commit our works unto him, so thy thoughts can be established in him. And then what I did here is I have a little arrow that goes from 3 to verse 20. It says, he that handleth a matter wisely shall find good, and whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. Amen. And then from that point, I got another arrow. It talks about, it says, your attitude, verse 20. And then I got it to go to 32. He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh a city. So, I don't know, just kind of a cool comparison there. But we need to ensure that if we wait on the Lord, he will help us align with God's plan for our lives. And again, like I said, if there's something that you're dealing with in your life that you're just wanting answers for, you need to wait, because if you do, God will help you align your life and how he sees fit, right? Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established, okay? Number six, waiting on Him builds our faith muscle. Amen? And that faith, we need to practice it. We need to use it. What are three ways that we can actually build our spiritual muscle? And that, of course, would be what? Waiting on God. Just kind of like our verse tonight. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, right there. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Right? We need to wait on Him because then from that point He can renew our strength. Number two, draw your strength from God. We need to draw strength from Him. And number three, focus exclusively on God. Just focus on Him. How can you do that? Easy. I can do that by just basically reading God's Word. I can do that by being in prayer. I can do that by meditating on Him. I can do that by fellowship with fellow believers and kind of going back and forth on what the Bible says about maybe a certain scripture that you're reading alongside. There's just different things. But if you turn to Hebrews chapter 12, see here, Hebrews chapter 12, and verse 2 about focusing exclusively on God. And this chapter 12 is awesome too. It just talks about running the race. But if you look at verse 2, it says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endureth the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. We need to follow, and I have a little note here that I wrote down in my book. It says, or in the Bible, it says, we need to follow Christ's footprints. We just need to, because He is the author and finisher of our faith. And by that, that can help us build our faith muscle, is putting our trust and our confidence in Him. And then number seven is renews our strength. The benefit of waiting for God is that He will renew our strength. Well, how can I renew my strength? Number one, easy. Spend time in God's Word. Right? Basic, fundamental practice, be in God's Word. We say it all the time. We say it on Sunday morning. We say it on Wednesday night. But are you in God's Word every single day? Now, like Pastor says, he's a big baseball fan. Can you bat 1,000? I'm waiting for him to say it because I know he'll say it. Yeah, I want to bat 1,000. Can you bat 1,000? I can't bat 1,000. And I guess, is that the highest batting average, I guess? I don't know. I don't know. Anyways, any baseball fans in here? Oh, amen. Okay, good. I'm not alone. Oh, man. So anyways, but we need to be in God's Word daily. We do. We also need to be in prayer daily, right? And number two, we need to pour our heart to God on things that are going in our lives. We need to really pour out our heart to Him. Because like Pastor said this morning, if we just pour our heart to Him, He'll listen. He'll be there for us. Amen. And spend time with other believers, right? Spending time with your fellow brother and sister in Christ and talking about the Lord and different things that you've read in the Bible and really going back and forth. There's a lot of exciting. I love talking to different folks at work sometimes when I'm able to about the Lord and what the Lord does for us and all that and talking about maybe some scripture and stuff. You really get excited and you really get pumped up for things of the Lord. Amen. And then like you said this morning too, I think you did say that about just singing hymns to the Lord, right? I mean, that's one thing that He can help us renew our strength in Him. And then I think this one's kind of cool. I never really done it before because I'm not, a journal guy. But I like what it said here, kind of as far as the steps to renewing our strength, is keep track of your prayer requests. So if you have some prayer requests that you're really praying for, write them down. Put the date of the date that you started praying for that and seeing how God works and maybe making some notes on all those prayer requests. And if God answers, put the date of when God answered that and kind of see how God works through that. I thought that was kind of cool. Don't know if I would actually do that because I'm not big into that. But again, I do keep a book, a calendar for work and stuff. So that might be something I could probably do, write them in there. But if the benefit of waiting on God is that He does renew our strength, amen? And that just ties back into our verse, Isaiah 40, 31. But if you can now turn to Philippians, if everybody can turn to Philippians. Man, I enjoyed, who was here for the series that I taught on Philippians? I think some of you guys were here. Yep. Man, I love that. Maybe I'll do that again sometime down the road, but I really enjoyed studying and going through the book of Philippians verse by verse. That was exciting. That was some really good time there. So Philippians chapter 4, And then that would be verse number 7. And again, another verse that you may have highlighted in your Bible. And that the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Enough said about that. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. So, the benefits of waiting on God. Number one, it humbles us. It produces great trust in God. Waiting for Him leaves room for God to work in our lives. It teaches us to depend on God. It helps us align with God's plan for our lives, even though we might have our lives, quote unquote, all figured out already. Too bad there's not any young people in here, because that would be a good one for them, because most of us have already figured out what we're doing. But, you know, God still works, and God still might have plans for you. Doesn't no matter how old you are. God can call me to the mission field at 43 years old. You never know. I mean, I have some, not good friends, but I do know some people. A missionary and his wife are missionaries to the country of Nicaragua. He was a California state trooper for, years. God spoke to his heart, and he went to Bible college or something, and now he's a missionary in a foreign country, and he was a state trooper. You never know. You never know. Number 6, waiting on God helps us build our faith muscle through waiting on Him, through drawing your strength from God, and also focusing exclusively on Him. And of course, waiting on Him renews our strength for God, right? And we just talked a little bit about how we can do that. So, if you turn one more time to Isaiah, and how many of you guys have this verse actually highlighted in your Bible? A few of you? Yeah. It's one of my favorite verses. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Dear Father, I again do thank you so much for just the few minutes to go over some very simple topics in regards to waiting on you, and how sometimes we do need to ensure that we take the time to know for sure, Lord, that we wait on you, that whatever area of our life that we want an answer for, help us to ensure that we wait on you for the answer, that we look for you, that we seek your word, that we're in prayer, that we just have the patience to just wait for you, Lord. And we again thank you so much for this evening. Father, thank you for those that showed up tonight. Lord, it's a blessing for them to be here, to listen, to get something from your word. And it's an encouragement to me. I know it's an encouragement to Pastor when we're back here on Sunday night and Wednesday night. And Lord, we pray that you bless them. And Lord, again, just be with Pastor and Miss Sharon as they're away, and give them safety, comfort them, give them a good time with family as well. And Lord, as we have the invitation, Lord, if there's someone here that doesn't know you as your personal Christ as Savior, Lord, I pray that they'll come to know you tonight. And Lord, if there's anybody that's just heavy laden in regards to maybe something going on in their life that they're just needing an answer, I pray that you just comfort them, knowing that they just wait on you. That, Lord, you will answer them and you'll give them peace, and even if maybe you do the answer that they don't want. And, Lord, again, if someone doesn't know you tonight, that today can be the day of salvation. And, Lord, again, just thank you so much for all you've done for us. In His name I pray. Amen. And they might.